Online sellers don't have to collect state sales taxes unless they have a physical presence in a particular state, like a store or a warehouse. You are still supposed to pay the sales tax when you file your state income tax return. Only then it's called a use tax. Diane Hart is a tax administrator for the Wisconsin Department of Revenue.
It means that purchasers have to pay the tax if the seller did not charge you for the tax.
That would include anything you bought from any online seller, from Amazon to eBay. But if you never pay that tax, you're not alone.
I think we collect about $1.5 million a year on that line on the income tax return. Only about 25,000 people fill in that line.
That's out of about 3 million tax returns. Hart says the state estimates it loses about $150 million a year because of individuals who don't pay sales and use taxes. There are 21 states that are trying to encourage online sellers to collect that tax by making their sales tax codes identical. Congress would have to pass a law requiring online sellers to collect and remit the taxes in those states, but Hart thinks that day is coming.
I think that eventually Congress will address this simply because so much of our commerce is going to be internet commerce.
So far, Wisconsin is not among the states that have joined the streamlined sales tax project, but Hart says the legislature could take up the issue next year. She says the number of sellers voluntarily agreeing to collect state sales taxes is growing, with about 1,100 nationwide beginning to collect the tax in just the past year. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.